98.9 KISS FM. Most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it is Drew and Casey. And we'll talk to Jack Elliott in just a few minutes. He's at Dan McGinnis this afternoon on Broadway Extension with your happy hour. But we've got Sunita Sitara, our numerologist, in studio with us this afternoon. Hi, Sunita.
Hi, Sunita.
Hey there. How are you?
We are doing great today. Thanks for coming up.
Oh, I love coming up.
We love to have you up here.
Thank you, thank you.
It brightens the whole place.
It does.
Yay!
You come in, and there's nobody here now. They've all left and are at the Ford Center already.
But usually
you come in, and I swear, sales go up and everything.
That's good. I love to hear that.
Well, tell us really quick about numerology.
Well, numerology, as we've talked about, every letter in your alphabet has a numeric value. And you have your soul urge, your inner urge, and your full expression. So today we're going to talk about your inner urge, which is your secret self.
Your secret self, okay.
Yes, and we'll talk a little bit about Casey.
Okay.
I just can't wait.
What's Casey's secret? So you've got the self that everybody sees out front, and
right.
then you've got the secret self, that person may really want to be like.
That they really want to be like. This is you in your quiet self.
Is it fair to say, though, maybe you don't even know this about yourself?
It's most likely only people who are self-reflective will have an idea of this is who they are.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time, they don't know that. But sometimes it's kind of like you have that, I wish I could do that. So your secret desire is to be a bird and fly away to the Caribbean.
Oh, isn't that funny?
You want to be a bird.
I want to get out of here.
She wants to get out of here.
I want to get out of town.
But the problem is that your full name comes to responsibility.
Okay.
So the girl just doesn't go away.
So she's responsible on the outside. On the inside, she wants out.
She wants out.
She wants to fly away and get away from all of us.
And freedom.
Okay.
She really wants that. Do you feel that way, Casey? Yeah.
Because when you've done my name before, it was, I think, that I was a dreamer. And,
But
the responsibility keeps me here.
And it grounds you.
Yep.
And so you just can't. You can't get away from
me. I can't.
I'm sorry, girlfriend.
It's okay.
I'm sure all of us that are close to Casey are really happy to hear that.
Glad.
On the inside, she wants nothing to do with us. She wants to get away, fly away, sprout some wings, and leave us all behind.
Vacation.
She wants to be on an eternal vacation.
Hey, who doesn't?
No, what did Drew's come to?
And Drew wants to be a service to humankind.
Oh,
really?
That's no fun.
But he also wants to be the boss of everyone.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's true. But I don't like stirring things up. So I'm like the worst boss ever.
Yeah, that's true, because he really wants to be in control and he wants to be able to. The good part of it is that he does want to ease people's suffering.
Oh, that's very nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Look at you.
See, I'm a sweet guy.
Helping mankind.
Casey just wants to flee.
I want to stick around
and make sure everybody's taken care of. See, that's why we're greatest partners, Casey.
That's right. Yes.
460-9899 *989 on your AT&T wireless if you want to talk to Sunita today. We've got a little bit of time that we can get you in, but we've got Lisa online first. Hi, Lisa.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Sunita.
Hi there, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
I'm so glad to talk to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So, you know what, Lisa? Your inner urge is that you want to be organized and get the job done. Do you even know that about yourself?
Yes.
You do?
You do?
Wow.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you want to be dependable and supportive towards others. And so, but you know what happens is because your full name comes to a one, you end up being so independent and that the organization sometimes doesn't get expressed. So I wonder, do you get a chance to be organized and you see yourself as being duty-bound and loyal?
I would, and I'll try to do that.
Okay.
Okay.
That's why it's your inner.
You need to let it out. Yeah, you do need to let it out. Every so often, you kind of get frustrated because maybe you're not organized.
I know.
I think that's all.
Okay. And I used to know you when I lived in Shawnee.
Are you kidding me?
No, I used to.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to put you on hold, Lisa.
We're going way back.
Yeah.
460-9899, *989 if you have an AT&T wireless phone. If you want to talk to Sunita today and see what your inner personality is, we'll take your calls next. It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM. It's the most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today it's 98.9 KISS FM, Drew and Casey, too. I've got Sunita Sitara in studio. I'm sure you could hear her just a second ago. Hello.
Yes. Hello. Because I wanted to say something to you.
Oh, well, Let's do it off air.
Now we got to write notes. Now that we're on the air, you got to write notes.
Pass it through Drew.
You know, the thing we're doing today, I love this. This is something new that you haven't done before with us.
We haven't done this before. You're right.
And your inner personality traits, it seems like you're hitting them right on. It's kind of what people really know. Some of them know they're like that on the inside.
Yeah.
You just can't seem to get it to show on the outside.
That's true, because, you know, your full name is what gets resonated out into the planet all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Casey, I'll just keep picking on her today.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Because, you know, the thing is that she's so responsible. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I first met her, I could see this part of herself that just wanted to break out.
Yeah.
You know? But that's just very unusual that a person does know. Most of the time people don't know. And then they just kind of have this feeling of, oh, I want to do this, or that dreamlike state of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
So,
well, you ready for some more calls?
I sure am.
Okay, we've got Hazel online. Hi, Hazel.
Hello.
Say hello to Sunita.
Hello, Sunita.
Hey, Hazel. It's so nice of you to call. So your inner urge is one, and this is like your secret self, and you would like to be able to be more independent and daring, and you want to be just like a pioneer. Like if you could have been in the early 1800s, you would have been one of those people who would have gotten on that, wagon train to the west. She would have gone to Oregon.
And she would have gotten some land.
She would have gotten land, and she would have just staked her claim.
And Casey would have been on the covered wagon behind you, fleeing.
You know what's so strange about that is I'm Native American. I probably did have land back then.
Really?
So do you feel like there's a part of you that wants to be more independent and daring?
Well, I'm just pretty much push the limits as it is.
Really?
Yes.
The daring limits?
Yes.
Independence
also, yes.
Ah.
Okay, so that's really great that you're expressing that part of yourself. I love it.
Well, not everybody does.
Well, that's why some people keep it as their inner personality.
That's right.
But you're letting it all out, and that's what's great.
Yes, you sure are.
Thank you.
Hazel.
That's great.
Hi, Brooke.
Yes.
Hi, can you turn your radio down? Perfect.
Yes.
So you were on with Sunita.
Hey, Brooke, how are you doing?
Good.
So, Brooke, your inner urge ends up being four, and that is, again, you want to be organized and getting the job done and being dependable and supportive towards others. But I think that I have this feeling that because you're a creative person, your full name comes to a three, maybe you have a tough time being organized.
Sometimes.
Oh, kidding. But your inner urge really is that you want to be organized, so maybe pay attention to that.
Okay.
It's hard, though.
Yeah.
It is. Thank you for calling.
I think we all would like to be organized.
Well, and if your inner urge wants you to be organized, but outer is not, I would imagine that drives you crazy. It's conflicting.
It does, because the four and the three are exact opposites of each other.
That's not good.
No. No. I deal with that. My name is a four and a three. Oh, yes.
Yuck. 460-9899 *989 on your AT&T wireless. We have a few more minutes, a couple more calls for Sunita today. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM. Playing the most hits from the 80s, 90s, and today we've got Sunita Sitara, our numerologist in studio with us. And we've got time for one last call this afternoon. We've been talking about your inner personality.
That's right, yes.
What your numbers or what your name comes up to, and maybe this is something you don't know about yourself. Maybe you do know about yourself.
And it's good to let it go out. Obviously, the inner personality is what you really want to be. So,
it really is. It's the part of you that you are in your quiet self.
Yeah.
You know, so, I love doing inner personality.
We've got Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Say hi to Sunita.
Hi, Sunita.
Hey, Crystal, I'm so glad you called because you have the same inner urge that I do. It's eight, yes.
Uh-oh.
Eights are good.
No, it's
is that
very
a good?
Good? It's awesome, yeah, because what you want is you want to be conducting high-powered finances, and money is important. So tell me your relationship with money.
Not very well.
Do you spend too much, or do you not just keep the books very well?
I can tell it, but
yeah,
it's
It doesn't play a major part in my life, I guess.
Well, so you need to kind of start paying attention to that, because you do have the ability to make money because it's there. And so you just need to nurture it. I kind of realized that, you know, I started doing numerology in like 1984 and realized my inner urge was 8. So that meant that I could be a natural money magnet if I just paid attention to it. So that would be really great if you start paying attention to it and start controlling your spending.
Because basically, my boyfriend's an 8, too.
Yes, yes,
there's
yes.
things that you think of that you can make money from, yes. and you don't even realize it.
Right, yeah. I mean, I can think of all kinds of things to make money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 And people do, you yes. know, but some people just don't follow through with mm-hmm. it.
So you're lucky, Crystal.
Yes.
We're jealous. Crystal, you're an 8.
Yeah, I want you to just pay attention to that part of yourself.
Okay.
Really start paying
Thank
attention
you.
To what happens to money.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
See, it's better than wanting to fly away.
Hey, yeah. you may be broke on the outside, but on the inside, Crystal wants to make money.
That's right.
And can make money.
And she can make money, yeah.
Well,
definitely.
In case you weren't able to get through today, I know the phones get really, really busy, you can always go to Sunita's website, SunitaSitara.com. Send her an email, mm-hmm. and she'll do a free little reading for you as long as you say you heard it here.
Yes, I will definitely do that. So please send me an email and I'll be more than happy to do it. And most of the time I do it within the day.
You are the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Anita. Nice job again.
Yeah, I love coming in.
It's Drew and Casey on 98.9 KISS FM.